WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Styles. Or should I say, Alan Jones? I mean, since we're being real now. You know, for such a small man, you got a really big mouth. And I don't know if you have a big set. You're just really that stupid. Either way, your mouth's writing checks, your ass can't cash. I'm sure you thought by dropping some pipe bombs, you'd get under my skin. Son, I've heard a lot worse, far better than you. And although I must admit, there are some truths to what you've been saying. You said maybe 10, 15 years ago, you probably wouldn't want to try me. You're damn right you wouldn't want to. You were content being a big fish in a little pond. Because you knew back then you didn't have what it takes to hang with The Undertaker, Stone Cold, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kurt Angle, Mick Foley, Eddie Guerrero, Booker T, Edge, the very best this business had to offer. The phenomenal one, my ass. You waited till they were all gone. Except for me. And I'll be the first to admit, I've got far more matches behind me than I do in front of me. But Alan, you stepped in something now there's no coming back from. Your foolish pride is making really bad decisions for you. All the things you said about me, I get it. I do, it's just business. Where you cross the line, though, first time you mentioned her. I think your pride is playing games with you again. I think you're mad because she does the Faith Breaker, aka the Styles Clash, better than you do. She got it over. No matter the reason, you're gonna pay the ultimate price for disrespecting her. My wife, Michelle McCool. And you're gonna pay that price in a boneyard. Remember, that was your idea. You want to be relevant at the Showcase of Immortals, WrestleMania. And who better to make that happen than The Undertaker? Try me. I'll make you famous. And I hope you bring those two ass clowns, Gallows and Anderson, with you. all three of you can feel the wrath of the unholy trinity I'm bringing with me. Just know you will feel the pain. You will get hurt. And you will suffer. And most importantly, you will rest in peace.
Dead man walking. And this is the Rob Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Sounds like we got a dead man walking headed into WrestleMania. I am Soraka, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
He middle named him!
He first named him too.
Yeah, but he middle named him! Like he did Alan Jones, like a disappointed father scolding his son. Like that's what that sounded like. I was like, damn, it was fantastic. I loved every second of it. But yeah, he started that with the Alan Jones and it's like, oh, we go in there. Okay. All right. That was, and what sucks is we can't give you the look of what that was, but that was like, he was dressed.
Very casual.
It was very biker taker-esque, but it was a nice cross of...
It was a nice hybrid
where he wasn't wearing the hat, but he had on like the button-down black shirt, he had on the long black coat, and then he had on the beanie. But I don't think he had guy liner on. I don't think he did. Hold on. I need to look at the picture again. I favorited it on the Instagrams. No, he did not have the guy liner on. So it was a really nice, like...
Also, a bandana was on underneath the
yeah,
knee.
So we're getting more Biker Taker, we're getting Mark, then we're getting The Undertaker. But this was a really nice cross, this was a really nice presentation. Love the whole thing. So, I'm pregnant because of it.
So did the internet write that promo or what?
I mean, that I don't know who wrote that promo, but whoever wrote that promo...
So we came on the air 3-4 weeks ago when the first promo was cut. It's been a minute. The last promo in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Come on, AJ, bring up the Styles Clash." Well, Taker, he was the one who brought it up. Boy, did they get a reaction. The point of me saying the internet was everyone on the internet was talking about the Styles Clash with Michelle McCool. That's the whole point of it. Doesn't matter who actually wrote it.
Yeah, if you don't know the story behind that, supposedly she started using the Styles Clash without ever asking AJ for permission to use it. She kind of lifted it, just like she kind of lifted the Angel's Wings from Christopher Daniels.
I just like that she got it over.
Yeah. Yeah, he put an end to everybody being like, "Well, she stole that move." He's like, "F you, she got it over." Yeah, that promo was like one shot away from being like, "Go fuck yourself."
That was basically
"Go fuck yourself." That's what that was.
Also, it was what was weird is Taker is basically referencing TNA in a promo. So I'll be real about that one.
Yeah. So I'll be really real about that one, because when you're sitting there and you're listening to it and he's naming off like Booker T and Kurt Angle, I'm like, well, they went to TNA and didn't AJ have matches with Angle and Booker?
But he was...
Or like, had he gone to ROH by that point?
No, he was... Oh, he was... He had matches with all of them. See, the era Taker was sort of talking about was like 2002, 2003, where The Rock was sort of there and Austin was still there, kind of. Shawn just coming back. It's like, that was the era he was talking about. That's when they were all there, and that's when AJ was being groomed to become a star, breaking out in TNA. That's sort of, and when Eddie was there, like that was the time, because Kurt and Booker were after Eddie had passed already. It was like 2007, 2006 when they jumped ship to TNA. So he was talking about 2002, 2003 when everyone was, and Edge was on the rise, Booker was on the rise. And all that, but it was like it's weird hearing Taker talk about that era with TNA, basically being the dead man, the biker Taker in that era, cutting the promo about that era, even though it's 18 years later.
Yeah, that was a little strange. I feel a little old, but
I think he's more referring to the fact that didn't Styles have a tryout with WWE? And either, I know he didn't make it, but I'm not sure if he declined the contract or if they just were like, yeah, no, we're good.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah, and that's why he ended up going to ROH and TNA was because he didn't get the WWE contract. And then I think he had a shot at one when he left at TNA to go to Japan. And I believe he turned it down to go to Japan. And he was in Japan for a long time before finally coming back to the States and going to WWE. So, I mean, Taker was partially accurate in the fact that AJ did take his time. He waited a long time to come to WWE, and he did enjoy being a big fish in a small pond. Smaller pond.
Because they were growing, it was a growing place, and that's fine. But it was just it was a good promo. It was a weird promo, but it was a good promo. It was a dark, like rave-ish type thing. And when the promo ended, you just faded back, and there was a tombstone with AJ's name on it. Perfect.
Well, you gotta do it. It's WrestleMania. Yeah. I mean,
it was perfect. Him going like, yeah, you asked for this, and now you're going to get it, son.
This is like the realest Taker has been in years, and this is the Taker that I love right here. I mean, I love any incarnation of The Undertaker, but when he's like, I'm going to rip your soul from your body and disperse it to the heavenly or hellish demons of whatever. When he does that kind of shit, it's like, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, get to the point. When he just walks up and he's like, I'm going to end you and your entire family, it just got real. When Taker gets direct and he's like, nah, we're not messing with this whole mysterious darkness crap. I'm just going to kill you. Yeah, you're fucked. You're totally fucked. Like, I keep asking this question. Why would you make that man mad? Why would you do that? This is the guy that, in storyline, in canon, blew up his parents and his brother, supposedly. Although Kane, then the Kane stuff got weird. But anyway, blew up his family. He tried to sacrifice Stone Cold Steve Austin to Vince McMahon, and he's done ungodly other things to people. This is the guy. Mick Foley. Mick Foley will never walk right again because of The Undertaker and himself. But The Undertaker, like, why would you make that man mad? Why? Why would you poke that bear? AJ gonna die. He's gonna die, y'all. Holy crap. But yeah, this promo made me so... Yeah, he tried to marry Stephanie McMahon. Actually...
Where to, Stephanie?
Actually, it's because of The Undertaker that we have Stephanie McMahon. He popped that cherry, if you will.
If you will.
So, yeah. And I still have theories about that that will never come to fruition. But that's fine. That's completely fine.
Dig it, yeah.
So, not that, about other things. So this was really good. We did not get a follow-up from AJ, but this was T getting spilled, Truth getting dropped, The Undertaker just being like, F you, F your family, F Gallows and Anderson, I'm coming, bring them all, because I'm coming. Now, my question is, Taker reference backup?
The Unholy Trinity.
The Unholy Trinity. So what the fuck is the Unholy Trinity? What is he pulling out of mothballs? Are we gonna see Mayor Glenn? We gonna see him suit up one more time?
Okay, that's okay. In any other scenario, that would be, yeah, Glenn would ride down to Florida and be a part of WrestleMania. But it's weird because he has to be mayor, and we're in a situation.
Yeah, I don't know if he can, like, not be mayor for 5 minutes and go be Kane for 5 minutes to help the Undertaker. Like, I'm not sure.
Because you really can't fly because it's all weird and stuff.
I mean, they could fly him.
I mean, you can, but it's like, he has more important matters to deal with.
Okay, so he referenced the Unholy Trinity, right? So
I got it. The Acolytes.
I mean, he could. I believe they may have been, no, they wouldn't have been there. I mean, technically, Unholy Trinity would be Kane, The Undertaker, and Paul Bearer, right?
But Paul, we can't do Paul Bearer.
We can't do Paul Bearer.
That's why I'm saying the Acolytes. Like, the Acolytes were his henchmen. No, Brent, no, not Naked Minion. Because you can get Bradshaw.
But, you can, no, you could get Midian. Doesn't he live in Tampa?
I don't know.
I think he lives in Tampa.
All right, this is why we have an intern. Intern, find this out.
Yeah, that's what we're saying, that you can't do Paul Bearer is because he's no longer with us.
Gangrel, but Gangrel wasn't ever in the ministry.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, the Brood was a part of the ministry for like a second.
For like a second, but it's like, but there's no real tie.
I mean, they feuded with each other. It's darkness. I mean,
but who wants to work with?
Well, but I guess thinking about it, I guess you could do like the ghost of Paul Bearer.
But now you're really going like, but now you're going over the top because you have the Firefly Funhouse that's going to be over the top as well. Like you don't.
But
need...
you have to make up for the fact that there's no fans somehow, and they're shooting it in a closed soundstage. So like, you could do literally anything you want. Christian, so,
if anything, Christian would be in the. I'm really surprised they never pulled Christian into this feud with Edge and Orton.
But he was never involved with Edge and Orton.
But no, when everyone was standing up for Edge, I thought Christian would have. And Christian has a long history with Randy. They feuded for the title for years, for like months.
Maybe he didn't want to do it. Mm. Midian lives in Largo, Florida. Where is Largo in relation to Tampa?
By the way, just for point of reference, Aleister Black beat Jason Kane. Kevin Owens and the Street Profits beat Rollins, Angel Garza, and Austin Theory, who's filling in for Andrade, who was hurt.
Then Owens cut a fantastic promo.
And then Asuka beat Kaden Carter. We'll get to everything else in a minute, because this is a topic we need to keep going on.
Okay, so it's near St. Pete.
It's a 22 miles away. Clearwater. Oh, that's an easy drive.
Yeah, he could easily be there if they wanted him.
But I don't
and he's BFFs, I think, with Taker. So if Taker wanted him, Taker could bring him in.
But...
Unless it's going to be Kane, Michelle, and him, but, or is he just going to roll up with his kid?
Yeah, is it 22 miles from Orlando? Because it's not Tampa.
But Orlando's only an hour and a half away, so still, you could realistically get there. I mean, it's not like it's that big of a deal. Actually, yeah, you could. You could get there. If they wanted to, they could make him drive. Depends on if he wants the paycheck or not.
And Ron's what, in Georgia?
Yeah, I think Ron Simmons was here.
And JBL's in Bermuda, but I mean, that's...
That's an easy jump for him to get there.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, and he was already planning on being here, so it's like he may have already been stateside. I don't know. You're just trying to think because there's no other team that fits Undertaker unless he pulls out DX.
No, he wouldn't pull out DX.
No, he wouldn't. It was just names in my head. It's like, I'm just...
Because he hasn't really, like, worked with anybody else on his side of things where he's been a part of a group or a tag team where it's, like, not him and Kane or him in the ministry or him and Bearer.
And Ash, yeah, Knoxville's not a far flight. That's not the issue with Knoxville being not a far flight. He's the effing mayor.
He's the mayor of Knox County. He can't really just fuck off for a day and go do WrestleMania in the middle of a pandemic. Like, especially since I think he's coming up for re-election soon. That's the very last thing he wants to do is, like, give his opponents fodder to, like, basically say, hey, people were here in Knox County dying, and he went to Florida to do WrestleMania. Like, that's not what you want. Like, he's already going to get shit for the fact that he's done the Saudi Arabia shows. So, even though he donated his pay to the show, or from the shows to Knox County, like, he didn't keep the money. But, yeah, I mean, he could have come in, but I just don't know. It's either got to be, I don't know if Ron would do it. They might be able to get, like, Midian and Bradshaw to do it. Ron would totally do it. Like, there's no question. Like, they would all probably totally do it one more time. But, like, I'm trying to think of who Taker would even roll up with. Because he said, bring Gallows and Anderson. I'll kill them all. Like, fuck it. But then it's like this unholy trinity. It's like, leave it to Taker to be like, yeah, I'm just going to show up with people. Not going to tell you who. And that's terrifying. Because he's bringing friends.
He's going to have some sort of backup, whether it's a smoke and mirrors backup, whether it's hellfire and brimstone. Who knows?
I don't know if it would be Mick. Might be Mick. I mean,
Mick's tough because he's coming from New York.
Yeah, here's the thing. They would have to be local or they would have to be able to drive in from a reasonable distance or be able to be brought in private. And I don't know if they would fly Mick in because I think it's like they're trying to avoid bringing as many people in as possible.
And then again, this is not at the performance center. We don't know where they're taping this.
Yeah, we don't know where this is being shot. For all we know, they could have shot this in Texas. But I think they shot it in Florida somewhere.
Right, but we don't know where in Florida.
To get around the rulings, they may have gone to Tampa. Who knows?
I don't know, but it puts some thoughts in
it's
your
intriguing.
Head. It's a little twist you weren't expecting, because reasons. So we'll see.
Yeah, but the promo was absolute fire. If Taker wrote it, Taker should be congratulated. If a writer wrote it, they should be congratulated, because it was so freaking good. This was exactly what you needed as a follow-up to AJ Styles out there running his mouth, is Taker just be like, F off. F off, Sonny. I've had enough of you. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Like, that's what you need to have Taker to do. It was a little bit of a revisionist history when it comes to TNA and comes to what AJ did there, because he did face all the legends that got named off that went.
But I'm just saying, he was more talking about the early era.
Oh, no, he was talking about the early era, but it's like, it's a little bit of a mystery, because it's like, well, you waited till they left to come. Yeah, he did. That's very true. He waited till they left to come to WWE, but they went to AJ. Like, Booker T, Kurt Angle both ended up in TNA, and AJ faced both of them, I believe, for the title multiple times, as I recall. At least Angle multiple times. And that's not including the legends that Taker didn't name, like Sting. So AJ's faced his fair share of legends and people of Taker's era. That's the thing.
He didn't fight Shawn, Rock, or Austin, but...
No, he didn't fight Shawn. He didn't fight
or,
Rock.
Or Hunter.
He never fought Hunter.
Or Edge.
I mean, well, but he had me. His fair share.
He's fought Kurt Angle and Booker T... elsewhere.
He fought Kurt Angle, he fought Booker T, he fought Sting, I believe he's fought Nash.
But, yeah, but that was all in TNA.
You know what? He fought the Pinnacle. He fought the King of the Mountain.
The Chosen One.
He beat the Chosen One, Jeff Jarrett, double J.
J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T.
But yeah, that's my only thing, is like, it was a little bit, there was just enough truth in it where it's like, yeah, okay, you can probably get away with saying that, but it's not 100% accurate in terms of the history for AJ. But overall, the promo was so fucking good. Don't insult the Undertaker's wife, but just don't. It and I like how they brought her into this without it being like a stalker thing, because the last time they tried using the Undertaker's wife, it did not go well. So
back in 2001
when DDP was stalking the Undertaker's wife, and then when Brock Lesnar cornered a very pregnant Undertaker's wife,
2003,
yeah, those didn't go well. This is gonna go well. I don't think she showed up for this.
But we don't know. We'll find out.
But we don't know.
We'll find out on one of the 2 days this weekend, because WrestleMania is too big for just one night. Also on the show, Becky Lynch cut a promo. She talked about how she's had to watch her back. She's had people try to take the title from her. She said Baszler's a killer who wiped down an entire division, wants to destroy her by taking her title from her. Lynch said she's right in that she doesn't know who she is if she's not champion. Lynch said Baszler will come in fighting with emotions just like everyone else, and she'll hope to do what her pal Ronda Rousey couldn't do. Lynch said Baszler could steal Rousey's spotlight instead of the other way around for once, or you lose and get put back in Ronda's shadow. Bam. She recalled Baszler talking about being destroyed by a potential loss, and question whether she was talking about Lynch or herself. Then from behind, the Carafuta clutch was put on by Shayna Baszler, choking out Becky Lynch and then flinging her right into the broadcast table.
How? One, I really liked Becky's shoes. Mm-hmm. Two, what was really insulting about this was after this, they showed Becky beat the WrestleMania match where Becky beat Ronda for the titles.
That was before, right? It was right before it.
Oh, it was right before. I'm sorry. It was right before. So that was like insult to injury.
So we have the Rated R Superstar Edge. He's backstage. He said, Randy, you said that Adam Copeland is a junkie for Edge. You're probably right. Edge said it's not an ego thing. He loves the feeling that happens in an arena when the music hits and the connection with the audience. Let's face it, man, we're all junkies for that. He talked about Sting's 11th row over ringside at WrestleMania in Toronto for Hogan Warrior. He knew then, and if you're if you're not a junkie for it, you're just taking up space. He said he and Orton have different definitions for the word grit. He said Orton's grit is being handpicked for Evolution, getting by on his family name. He spoke of Orton, you know, coasting on and off for the last 20 years and being okay with just being good enough. Ed said his definition of grit is being the type of man who will reach down into a hole and pull someone up who probably doesn't deserve it, and he refuses to be in Evolution because he doesn't want to be someone's lackey. He also talked about thinking every day for 9 years about returning to WWE. He said he was mistaken about Orton. He explained that Orton isn't jealous of him, but he's jealous of Edge's passion. The only time you have it is when I'm around, he said. He said everyone is talking about how this is the best Orton has ever been. The last time they spoke about him was 9 years ago. Edge said Orton is a junkie for the way that makes him feel. He said the voices in Orton's head told him to make a horrible mistake. Edge said Orton almost made him believe that returning at the Rumble was enough closure for him, but then Orton put his hands on his wife and uttered the names of his daughters. You pulled me back in. He spoke of being put through the table just to grab the torch. He said Orton dug himself a hole, and this time he won't be pulling him out. I'm going to push you so far in, you'll never get back out. Good promo.
This was a night of fire promos. This really, really was, because this was so good. Oh my god. I love a highly motivated, pissed off Edge. There's just nothing better except a pissed off Undertaker. There's not.
Go ahead.
This episode and these promos were the reminder that WrestleMania is here. This is it. This was the show where it was like, we're just going to cut that one last really fire promo to put this over the edge, to get it right where we want it. So whether this goes on Saturday or Sunday, we are good to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Heyman. He said he hates to be the one to pull back the curtain, but this time to do it. He said, it's the final segment of Raw heading into WrestleMania. It's called the most unique WrestleMania of all our lifetime. He said, and that's not because it's too big for one night. He said, we are all living in the most unique time in our lifetimes together. This is very true. He said, this is the go-home segment on the go-home Raw to WrestleMania. He said, the person involved in this segment more often than not is Brock Lesnar, because he's been the champion. He said, Heyman asked why that was. Well, because Lesnar usually is the beast to slay, the conqueror to conquer. He said Drew McIntyre has truly stepped up. He said he has much respect to him. He said this is special compared to the guy on the street or the dumbass in the gym who thinks he can do that WWE stuff. Heyman said that McIntyre is special compared to what he feels is the most extraordinary roster in history of the industry. He talked about The Rock, Hulk Hogan, Randy Couture, Shane Carwin, John Cena, and Undertaker. They were all special. He said that when they were all icons who stood above other icons, and at the end of the day, they ended up not so goddamn special, but just Brock's bitch. Heyman said Drew McIntyre doesn't have to market or promote how special the Claymore kick is. Heyman talked about the finishers of the legends, like the Tombstone and the Rock Bottoms and all the like. Heyman said now that Lesnar knows what the Claymore kick is coming, he will either come up with a strategy to avoid it or take one and find a way to kick out and take him down. He said he had more than a spoiler or prediction. He had an absolute guarantee. He said that on the go-home show next year, Lesnar would be standing in this ring with the belt over his shoulder. Heyman said that he recalled that McIntyre came up short when he faced Lesnar at WrestleMania in 2020. Heyman said McIntyre will walk in special, then walk out just like everyone else. Nothing more than Brock's bitch.
There was a lot of language on this show, by the way.
Yeah. Owens called Seth Rollins a dipshit, I think.
And they were allowed to get away with it. I was so proud. Like, thank you.
But they censored damn and goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. It was awkward, but they got the other language in, which is fine. Like I said, it's like, for Taker's promo, if there was ever a moment, ever a WrestleMania for The Undertaker just to look at someone and tell them to go fuck themselves, this is it. And we didn't get it. I mean, we did, but we didn't. Like, damn it. But yeah, there was some very colorful language on this show, and I'm okay with it, because I feel like for a lot of these promos, it's appropriate, right?
Right. It's just language. It's not derogatory. It's just language.
I mean, you I'm sure that's not the first time Seth Rollins will be called a dipshit. I'm sure it's not the last time Seth Rollins will be called a dipshit. I'm sure it's a daily thing for him. Not daily, maybe weekly. But, you know, it is. It's just language. Like, you don't want the kiddies hearing it, right?
No.
And you don't want the kiddies learning it. But at some point, we do all learn that language, and I would almost guarantee that most kids have heard worse at home.
Probably, and in more derogatory fashion.
Yes.
So,
on cable satellite, they needed to do it. It depends. Because for network TV, it's a little bit different.
Right, you can get away with it on cable.
You can get away with it on cable, depending on the hour. Like, because it was 8, they were 8 and beyond, they were able, I think, to get away with it. And that's why they did it. Because they've had this show taped for
a week.
A week at least. So if they were going to go in and censor anything, they would have already done it prior to ever giving it to USA. So the fact that it was not censored by WWE and it was not censored by USA, who had the tape, indicates it was okay.
It was censored, by the way, in Canada. Just FYI. All right. One thing I need to put out there.
Yes, please do. Because I know where you're going.
Where's Drew? Where's Drew?
Oh, you're going there.
Yeah. Where's Drew?
Hopefully he's in the United States.
I hope he's here. And they're just keeping him off television.
Yeah.
Because I thought we would have gotten in the last 2 weeks a big fiery promo from him. I haven't seen anything. I've seen one pre-tape promo on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm missing something. I'm just hoping. I don't know spoilers. I have all this stuff blocked.
I think he's here. I think he's in the United States. Although they were promoting that he was in the Highlands working out for this. And it's like, is he? Is he really? Because I'm pretty sure that if he's working out in the Highlands right now, he is not going to get to Florida. Because there are travel bans right now. So there's no way that he can, like, go anywhere and do anything. Because he will get stuck. And then they will not have 2 title matches for WrestleMania.
I assume he's just being held off of television.
I'm hoping he's just being held off of television.
Because he's doing press. But you can do press from anywhere.
This is true. You can do press from anywhere. And he lives, I think, in Florida. I think he lives in Orlando.
Maybe.
Andrade
is actually hurt with a rib injury.
Yeah, Andrade is legit hurt. That's why they took him out of the match and they put him in, or they put
Austin Theory in.
Austin Theory in.
So,
but yeah, can we talk about it? Because I feel like I need to bring this up on this show because I don't want to sound negative and I don't want to complain. But can we please, and it's not even the right show, but can we please stop promoting Roman versus Goldberg?
Okay, so here's another thing. What's his bucket? Roman Reigns went on Instagram and basically said he did not work WrestleMania.
Unless they have another plan, unless they tape something else, unless they're working everybody, and we don't really know what's going on, which we don't. Nobody really knows what matches are going ahead beyond a handful. Like, Taker AJ is going ahead, Bray Wyatt, John Cena is going ahead.
Hold on.
How you would like a stranger to talk to you. For instance, for me, you already know what's going on. It's all over the news, the dirt sheets, whatever you want to call them, that I pulled out of WrestleMania. And it's funny because, like, for years now, man, years, people are like, don't show up to WrestleMania. We don't want you in it. You know what I mean? There's like a nice handful of dudes and haters that didn't want me there. But the moment I make a choice for me and my family, I'm a coward. I'm a sissy. A lot of different things that I am now. But you don't know the whole story. All you know is what you think. Oh, well, his health and this and that. But you don't know what else is going on in my life. You don't know if I have newborns. You don't know if I have family in my household, older family. Just like the old saying, man. Go and flip that cover open and read a few pages. Get into a few chapters before you really start running your mouth. And just take this time to better yourself, be present, and make the most out of this. Because if we can't grow in a time like this, I don't think we have a chance, man. This is the most downtime I've ever seen in my life.
That's enough of that. He told you he's not in it. He's not there. Yet we got Goldberg Goldberg and Roman commercials.
Yeah, LaMans, there are people that are calling him a coward for backing out of WrestleMania due to his own personal reasons, whatever they may be. We're not one of them. And it's his decision. It's his choice. And ultimately, if he's not comfortable wrestling due to his health, due to his family, due to whatever, in the midst of a national pandemic, that's his choice. That's his right. And he's not cowardly. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people that are making choices in far less grand circumstances that it's, look, I don't want to endanger myself. I don't want to endanger my family. I don't want to endanger anybody around me. So I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, which is I'm going to stay home. So, you know, fully respect Roman's decision to stay home and take care of his family. That is his choice. What's making this difficult and...
No, hold on. He did not relapse. Continue.
Yeah, no, he didn't relapse. He's fine. He may have a weakened immune system due to chemotherapy, though. But that's pure speculation. So what's making this difficult is WWE's pre-taped all these shows, right? You have all this stuff in the can. Roman pulls out the day of WrestleMania. So by this point, they have already taped Raw. They have already taped SmackDown. They're in the process of taping WrestleMania when Roman pulls out. What do you do? When do you make that announcement that Roman is out? You would think they would have made it last Friday and they would have updated the broadcast somehow with like a special voiceover that you wouldn't have Hunter on there making picks about who he thinks is going to win between Goldberg and Roman, but they did it anyway. And it's like, well, maybe they'll make the announcement on Raw because by that point it wasn't confirmed. By today it was confirmed that he's out. Clearly, because he put it out and they did not take it off the show. They were running commercials for it. They were running spots for it where they're like, hey, it's Roman versus Goldberg. And WWE has not made an official statement on it. Everybody's still kind of waiting for it. They've basically declined to comment on the subject. So it's like, is it off or isn't it? Because he's now said he's out of WrestleMania. So unless you guys tape something that nobody knows about, which you could, because nobody really knows what came out of that tapings. We don't know what they did in that week that they had them all there. They could have already taped Roman versus Goldberg and we just don't realize it. But I doubt it.
Nope, it was supposed to be taped on Thursday.
When are they going to make the announcement? And in the meantime, can you please stop putting it out there that the match is going ahead? Unless, again, like I said, there is another plan. Which, the only thing I can figure is that the plan will be that you have Roman get beat up on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Or you have Roman get beat up the day that his match is supposed to be. And they're like, oh, hey, he can't compete, so... we're going to find you somebody else, and they go find Goldberg somebody else.
Yeah.
But can we stop at least putting it on the shows? Because that would have been a real easy thing to cut out of the show. Like, a really easy thing. That's all I'm saying.
Welcome to... thank you for coming to Lindsay's TED Talk.
I just...
No, it's right. There's nothing you didn't say that wasn't right about it. It's like they should have. I've been saying it ever since I got the ESPN alert on Thursday night. Take the promotion off the TV, and they did it all night last night on ESPN. And yeah,
I feel bad. I feel bad criticizing for right now.
No, but it's little things, and it's understandable. Okay, I can forgive SmackDown because SmackDown's in the can, and they were still coming up with a plan. Okay, fine, that one's already done. Raw, it's already done, but you can change it. You can edit something out. It takes 5 seconds. The tape's not with USA. It's probably not. You don't even do tapes anymore. It's the satellite feed from Stanford. They have possession of it. They could just get rid of it.
I mean, basically, yeah.
It's that simple. Unless they're telling us, okay, they want us to continue to think everything's live. And if that's okay, if that's what they want to do, we'll continue going with this live feel. And SmackDown, they better take him off, or then you're really false advertising WrestleMania, and then you'll really have a lot of people mad who do not go on Twitter and are buying the pay-per-view, and you're seeing commercials on regular television for WrestleMania to buy it on pay-per-view, going, I want to see Goldberg versus Reigns, and it's not there.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to make the announcement, it's got to come this week. It's got to come in the next couple days, because if you wait till Friday...
Friday's fine. If you go, if you run the angle on SmackDown, fine.
Yeah, but if you wait till WrestleMania, That's a problem.
Then you better have a really good angle. Like, you better have something. If you're pulling him day of, you better have something really cool in mind. And not just him laying on the ground and a monster among men walks by him. People buy pay-per-view. They still do. Especially WrestleMania. Especially because they've been pushing it harder to buy on pay-per-view. If you notice the promotion, they used to not do local cable or satellite provider. They've been doing a lot for WrestleMania. Just throwing it out there.
Well, I think WrestleMania typically has a bigger pay-per-view buy because, like, bars and restaurants and that type of place will buy WrestleMania and they'll have it on during Sunday night because people will do watch parties there or they'll do other stuff because they're not going to pay for a network promotion or a network subscription.
But this year is different, though.
This year's different, though, because the rights deal supposedly has fallen through.
No,
they're
but we can't gather at bars.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. But, well, I mean, technically we could. Somebody could put a TV in the back of a pickup truck, and we all just go to the parking lot and stand 6 feet apart, and it will be fine. Nobody breathe on anybody else. Nobody cough. Nobody lick anyone else, and we're all fine. No touching.
If you lick someone, use protection.
Use protection. Please use protection, even if you don't lick someone. Just show up. We could do that, or we could stay home and watch it from the safety and comfort of our homes, where there are couches, and we can lick anything we want in our house. I will let your imagination take you where you want with that.
Fudgical.
No rimming. Yes, Matt, no rimming. In the parking lot. You can do it at home.
Not in New York.
Well, yeah. New York's just taking away all the fun stuff.
But anyway, I think that's it. I think we're just going on at this point. You expect more of this Thursday at 10.
That's right. Tune in because we will be previewing WrestleMania without the final SmackDown because, well, the final SmackDown airs the next day. So we're going to make our predictions based on what we've seen so far. So you want to tune in. You don't want to miss that. And we may or may not be joined by an intern. We'll have to see.
Well, we may have an intern for part of the show. He may say something. Who knows? Tomorrow and Wednesday, chat, during the afternoon, at some point, probably be streaming simulations for WrestleMania. That's the plan. We stream today. That's why you always have to have those notifications on. We stream today. We did the Fortnite Royal Rumble, the Ultimate Royal Rumble experience in WWE 2K20. That video, if you missed it, will be up on YouTube tomorrow. So you can check that out. What skin wins? You find out.
This song, by the way.
Huh?
I hate this song, by the way. This was the worst theme he ever had.
All right, you want this one then? The lyric, without the lyrics? That better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. There's that. But Rack Raider Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of CB Radio. But before CB Radio, the Rack will be live with the Rack Extra Reviews. WrestleMania Day 1. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so,
that's a thing. Ahead. 11 p.m. probably.
Yeah, so basically the way this is going to work, just to let everybody know, we'll remind you on Thursday, is we are going to go ahead and we're going to review WrestleMania Day 1 since they split it to 2 days and they put it on a Saturday. On Saturday night. We're just going to get that out of the way, and then on that next Thursday, we will do Sunday night, and we'll just do a real quick recap of day one.
As you can see on the screen, there's the whole WrestleMania week in terms of WrestleMania coverage. We'll be live Saturday for day one.
Which is just WrestleMania. It's been a long time since we've done just WrestleMania.
Yeah, so, but WrestleMania is too big for one night. Sunday night, Oh, by the way, going back to CBRadio. CBRadio.com, GreatDebate.com. We're doing Russell Madness for the Great and the Great Debate. A March Madness version of the Great and the Great Debate. Russell Madness this Saturday, midnight-ish. Sunday night, after day two is over, Russell Talk Radio will be live to review both nights. Both nights. So put on a pot of coffee for that one. Then we'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, that's the thing. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow, subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. The Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button above the screen. Yes, well, what about day two, Matt? They're doing both days on Russell Talk Radio. They get to cover both in one sitting. We have the luxury of splitting it.
Yeah, we have time because we don't go on the air till Thursday.
Okay. Lindsay has time.
Yes, Lindsay has time. Rock does not have time, sadly.
Rock may have no voice by Monday. So, we'll see how this goes. Anyway, use creator code ROCKETSTOCK at the Fortnite Dynamic Shop. #ad #FMPartner. Lindsay's going to tell you about her Photoshop and all that other stuff that she does at twitch.tv/LindsayWard.
That's right. You can follow me on Twitch. twitch.tv/LindsayWard, where I have been streaming Photoshop 101. So if you'd like to learn basic Photoshop and listen to me argue with a book...
Just follow the book. Let's just listen to the book. Do the things.
The book is wrong. The book is having me use unnecessary techniques.
Fish butts and all.
But I was not putting a fish butt on a rock.
Fish butts and all.
Over it was a bad... It looked bad.
Follow the book.
No. So if you want to hear that, if you want to hear me argue with a book, sans Rock's commentary, vocal commentary, you can go to twitch.tv/LindsayWard, check it out. I also stream Fortnite with friends. We do the rack on that channel as well. See, even Matt says it was bad. It was bad. It was awful. Check that out. And once I get done with the classroom and a book stuff, I'm going to see if I can't find other tutorials just to run them on the channel. So yeah, you can also follow me on Twitter, @LindsayWard, same as the Twitch, and Instagram as well. So check it out when you get time. Pollen.
Yeah, pollen.
It's not the plague, it's the pollen.
One note of interest to some, maybe. Fortnite with Friends may or may not go on this week. We'll see. We'll see how things progress on Thursday.
It depends on how long we go on Thursday. That determines Fortnite with Friends. So just stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on that for sure.
Yeah. I think we've caught up on everything. Yeah. You've been listening to Raw Potion, presented as always by MBG Film, youtube.com/MBG1211. I think we've been riling on for a long time because it's WrestleMania, so we had to go longer on the Raw Post Show. Just presented by MBG Films. We'll see you Thursday night for the rack. Saturday for the rack. And you know the deal. We'll see you back Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Live across the air with Wild Talk Radio. We're right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.